Hey, it's the last one. Welcome. We've got another special one for you today. The last one from this studio, so stay tuned. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another great show that we've got for you. Today is kind of one of our, you know, very special episodes because the whole thing's a little different. Probably not for you, but for me it's pretty goddamn different. So here's the deal. I'm moving. Same town, different part of town. Lots of reasons. It's very loud here. Also, it's very cheaper there. That's most of it. So that's happening. You know, and it's moving sucks balls. We all know that, right? That's not a surprise. I mean, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of fucking work. And, you know, you really start to think, like, maybe I don't need any possessions as you're moving your possessions, because it's like, fuck me, this is going to take 100 years. But you do need some possessions, especially because the whole goal of this moving thing is, well, it comes down to saving money, because, you know, I got my 2-year plan to change my life. 2-year plan before I end or change my life. So this is a big part of that. It's just, it's very weird. Moving at this point, because you don't really even think about it. You get an apartment and you just think, oh, this shithole's good enough for me. And then it's fucking, 8 years later. I mean, it's been about 8 years that I've been in this place. It's the first place that I moved to after I moved out of my mom's house. You know, I moved in here with a roommate initially, Travis, and it was fun having an apartment. You know what I mean? It was tough. You know, there's this picture. I'm sure I'll try and dig it up somewhere. I don't know why, because it's not like anyone else is gonna see it. And it's like the first day that we're moving in, and I'm moving all my stuff into my room of our apartment. There's the room I'm in now. There's a big room and there's a smaller room, and we flipped a coin the first day we moved in for who would get the big and the small. You know, and I was like, well, we could switch every year if you want. And, I had a good roommate in that he was like, fuck that shit. That's too much work. And I don't know. I think I might have probably agreed with him if I'd been in his shoes as well, because Jesus Christ. So the bedroom I've been broadcasting in for quite a while is the bedroom that I've had for about 8 years. So, you know, there's this picture, and it's the day we moved in, and it's this bedroom, and the floor is just covered in stuff. Because, you know, it's hard when you move into a house. Like, the first time you move into a house with somebody, you don't really work out the whole, like, okay, we've got tiny bedrooms apiece plus a living room. Let's put some of our stuff in the living room. Instead, you try to sort of construct an entire house in each bedroom, right? Like, well, I'll have a desk, I'll have a bed, I will have a couch, I will have this, you know, it gets to be real out of hand. Which I say now that I'm in a studio apartment, so that is really what you're doing, is making an entire house out of a room. But anyway, so it was a long time ago, you know, it was cool. I mean, I was pretty broke at one point because, you know, I was used to living at home. So I was spending money like I lived at home, but not really thinking like, oh, plus at that time, I mean, even at that time, this is how little money I was making back then. You know, we had a $505 rent split two ways. So it was $252.50. And even that was enough to break me fairly quickly the first year. But, you know, and then I finished school and got a full-time job. Everything was cool. So here I've been, you know, for a long time. I don't know. There's just like, it was a fun period when we first moved in. You know, we looked at only, I think, two different places. I mean, we looked at another place, but it cost extra. There was a basement there, which I don't, you know, I was like, what the fuck are we going to do with a basement? It, like an unfinished basement. It was very strange. And then there was also, we looked at another apartment that had a balcony, which my old roommate was excited about because at that time he enjoyed smoking cigars and was like, I could smoke cigars on the balcony. And I was like, yeah, but I remember we went and looked at it and it seemed real hot in there. And I was just like, oh, fuck that. Although nothing could have been hotter than the house where I grew up, so I don't know why I was so incensed about that. And we looked at this place, and we looked at two different places. There was one that was a little bit bigger, and it cost, I think, an extra $40 a month, and then there was this one. And my roommate was like, "You want to?" I thought the one seemed good, and I was like, me too, the one place, this place. And he was like, you want to get the cheaper one, don't you? And I was like, I do, because I did. Because let's be honest, I mean, I knew myself well enough to know this is still going to be pretty tough for you, right? I mean... You might still be in deep shit. And I turned out to be extremely correct. But we moved in. And it was good. He was a good roommate. You know, it was weird at first. At first we had trouble getting along, I think. He got out of the Navy. And it was like... We were friends. But I had a bunch of stuff. You know, I was going to school and I was working. And he wanted to go. We would go. We used to have a Starbucks right down the street. We'd go there like every night. And then some nights I didn't want to go, but I would feel bad because, you know, I was like, this is, I mean, he didn't do much the first little period he was home. He just kind of hung out because he had just saved his money. Even when we applied for this apartment, the landlord was like, look, I got to be honest. You have a part-time job. You have no job. How are you guys going to pay for this? And you know, he had to lay his cards out and be like, well, I have $20,000 in savings or whatever he had. I don't know. And the landlord was like, oh, all right. So that first year or so, you know, I think he was real bored. And I would come home and he'd be laying on the couch watching a movie or something. And, but, you know, I think we settled in a little better. He got a job and it turned out it's like the dream situation. I mean, except for... So we were friends, so it's not like I was hoping he wouldn't be here all the time. But if you have to have a roommate, it's pretty nice if your roommate is not usually home in some ways. And so he got a job where he went to work at like 4 in the fucking morning, right? And he would he was basically managing a gym for the first few hours it was open, as far as I could tell. I don't know what his official title was. But I think they were fucking him because he was doing everything. I mean, he was the guy who was there to sweep if someone had to sweep or if it was snow is what I mean to say. Like if it was snowing, he was the one shoveling the fucking snow for sure. But so it worked out because he would go to work, you know. He'd get up at 3:30 in the morning. I'd usually hear the shower turn on and then I'd fall back asleep and then I would get up sometime while he was still gone and go to work. And by the time I got back, he was usually in bed already. Sometimes he would come like staggering out of his bedroom, extremely tired. But I don't know. We had good times here. I mean, you know, we weren't like wild, crazy party animals. I remember driving us to like one party where he got real drunk and wanted to, he was making out with this girl. It was going very well. In his defense, it was going great. And, you know, we had to leave at some point. I can't remember what happened, but it was like clearly time for us to go. And then he wanted to go back because he wanted to continue making out with this girl. But I don't think he realized he wasn't making out with this girl until we were in the car, you know? So he was about to jump out while we were driving, and I had to convince him not to. A couple nights like that. I remember a couple nights we went out. We went out to his work's Christmas party. I got real loaded. I was dancing. You know, when they at a dance place, they'll have these big blocks you can dance up on. If you're a girl, you're allowed to do this, and if you're a guy, you are not. I went ahead and went for it and had to get asked to get off the blocks, you know? And I was dancing. I mean, I was sweating. It was crazy. You know, so we had those fun youth times and all that shit. Weird crap where we have, like, easy chairs in the kitchen for a couple years. We had these easy chairs sitting on the edge of the kitchen because when we first moved in, we didn't have a couch. We had these two chairs my mom had, you know. They were total old people chairs. Not like big comfortable ones either, like shitty ones. So you go visit like somebody's aunt and they sit on the couch and you sit on the chair and you're just like, oh, fuck. This is why no one sits on this chair. It's horrible. We had these two chairs with like a nightstand in between them. You know, we were like an old couple when we first moved in. And then we got this giant couch that's still sitting in the living room now. I mean, it's one of the, I should say, there's basically nothing left in this apartment except for things that I'm not taking with me. And also about a dozen bricks and cinder blocks and huge boards that I'm hoping Habitat for Humanity Restore will come pick up because, you know, this is part of what I wonder when my landlord's checking it out or whatever. I'd like to get rid of this stuff sooner rather than later. Because I gotta say, there's no reason for someone with an apartment this size to have this many fucking bricks and cinder blocks in his apartment. You know, like, he's gonna wonder what the fuck was going on in here. Because I seriously have 16 cinder blocks. Let's see. And about 25 bricks. And they're bricks that are, I don't know, probably 8 inches long. 6 inches wide, something like that. I mean, they're big. They're big-ass bricks. So if you saw this piled up the way it is now, right behind me, oh, and the table I've been using the podcast from, which is a door. I mean, an old door that I painted. If you saw all this sitting around, you'd wonder what the fuck was going on. What was happening in that apartment all these years? You know, there's a lot going on in here. God damn it. And I enjoyed doing stuff like that. Yeah, I got these big, long logs, and I had to saw them by hand because I live in an apartment. You know, I built the things I did in this apartment, too. I filled this table, put a resin top on it, which definitely should not be done indoors. Spray painting is another activity I don't recommend doing indoors. You know, this is like a list of things I don't recommend doing inside your apartment. I built, my old girlfriend was a pottery person, and I built her a wedging table, which is a table made out of 4x4s and 2x4s. And then it's got, you string metallic wire all through the tabletop. And then you have to pour plaster for the tabletop because then the plaster, and then you cover the plaster in like a canvas, and that somehow absorbs the water when you're wedging the clay. It's kind of like kneading dough. So I made this inside the apartment, all of this. I did every step, and you know, it didn't turn out perfect. Here's something I had not considered. When you build something on carpet, it's really hard to get the legs the proper length and not be wobbly at all. But it turned out pretty good for me knowing nothing about construction, cutting everything by hand, and building it inside my apartment. That was a pretty big, you know, that was the thing. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, every, I was thinking about it today, and every adult relationship I've had, you know, every person I've been with since I've been an adult now, it's been since I've lived in this apartment. You know what I mean? I've never dated anyone since, you know, I've been an adult. I've never dated anyone, and this, when this wasn't my home, you know, and this was the place where I brought them and where I lived and where I, you know, I don't know. It's weird. It, you just, when you think about it, you know, I mean, I've puked in here in the sink and the toilet many times. Yeah, food poisoned in here. And crapped on my own sheets. That was in this very room, almost right where I sit, in fact, at this moment, on a lawn chair, because I just took my chairs over to my new place today. Yeah, I got real sick here last year and just sweated on the couch all day. You know, and I've done a lot of, you know, I did, I've replaced all the pipes under the sinks and all the toilet. Like, I've even taken the tank off and replaced that ring that goes in there that seals it, and then replaced all the guts inside it. And so I've replaced all the traps under the sink, and I've snaked the drain here. I've done all kinds of shit here that I don't think apartment renters normally do, but I don't know. I wanted to learn how. Maybe someday I'll own a home, and then I can do these things for myself. I always figured, living in an apartment, right? I don't know, if I fuck up, then I just call my landlord and be like, yeah, I don't know, it was like that when I got here. Which I grant would be difficult to believe at this juncture. You know, we're in year eight, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I guess maybe there was never a pipe under that sink. I say with a question mark at the end, because I'm wondering if you're going to be even remotely buying that. But it's just, it's so strange to have had so many formative experiences are all in this place, you know, since I've been 21 or 22, this is where I lived. And I think I'll miss it in a lot of ways, you know. There's a lot of stuff I still have to fix before my landlord will probably think I'm not crazy. I got about 4,000 holes in the wall, especially in this room. I had so much shit hanging up. And just the entire walls need to be cleaned, for sure. I mean, this is going to take forever. The smoke alarm is broken. Not broken in the good way where it doesn't work. I just broke a little tab on it, so it just dangles down from the ceiling. Excuse me. The door in the bathroom is severely warped. And has a strange patterning to it because there's no real ventilation in the bathroom. I don't really know, you know, I can't decide if I'm going to actually do anything about that. I briefly tried re-cleaning it with something to seal in the, when it gets moisture, it looks fine. But then when it dries out, it looks weird. So I was like, maybe I'll get it moistured and then wax it and then it'll hold in the moisture and then it'll be good. And then I was like, maybe I just won't though. I mean, part of me is very tempted to, at this point, move out and just be like, fuck it, I'm out. You know what I mean? Here's what's tricky about renting, too. You don't know ahead of time. Because I don't know if my landlord is going to say, you know what, for 8 years of living here, I mean, I pretty much expect to repaint. And that's not a big deal. And I expect to da-da-da-da. I don't really know. But maybe he'll be like, what's the difference to me? You know, I got the same amount of deposit. If this damage is done in 1 year or eight, it's basically the same, which I could see that point too. It's pretty hard to argue with that logic. So I don't know what's going to happen, guys. Are you worried for me? Do you fear my fate here the way I do? I mean, I guess it's not a big deal. It's just the money, right? It's not like I was banking on, I did the math, so we're talking about $40 a year. Here's why I want to know, though. I don't want to spend 4 hours cleaning, and then it's like, oh, you're not getting your deposit back, and then I would just say, okay, well, I wish I hadn't done anything. one of the big jobs left still here too is this room, the holes, and there's these glow-in-the-dark stars that are up on the ceiling. This is like, you know, one of my girlfriends, we put these up here. I remember putting those up and it was like, it was really nice. Because, you know, moving out, it was weird. I mean, I'd slept in the same bedroom for 20-some years. And then I was in this new place. But it, I don't know, it helps when you have friends for stuff like that. Because to them, you know, this girl I met, I mean, it's not like she knew where I slept all those years. And it's weird because your place where you live becomes such a part of you that you feel like when you're moving out after so long that you're going to be different, that people aren't going to like you for the same reason. Maybe you don't. Maybe I shouldn't say you. I do, because I have mental problems. But, you know, I feel like it's going to, something will be different about me. And I don't mean like I'm going to have a positive outlook or what, you know, because I never think that. Let's not get out of hand, folks. I just think, maybe that's, you know, maybe these were my best times. And now those times have come to a close. You know, real positive shit like that. That's kind of where my mind usually goes. Maybe I'll never be happy again. And you're like, oh, that sounds real nice, Pete. Good one. So when you meet these other people, and especially when, or, you know, the people in your life who you do care about, see your new place and they dig your new place and they're positive about it, it helps. It does help. I mean, I guess, too, it's a weird experience because in some ways it's a downgrade. I mean, I'm happy about it, and I actually feel like, you know, I've just had such shitty neighbors here, and I've spent so much time outside my apartment just to get away from my loud neighbors and all that stuff. So I'm really hoping that my new place, you know, it'll be different and I'll be able to enjoy it. But it feels weird to step down to like a shitty studio apartment, you know, and the other people who live there for the most part are clearly like young college student types. And, you know, I'm fucking 30 years old. You know what I mean? They are in an appropriate place for them. I am not. So anyway, be nice to me. I guess that's what I'm saying. But yeah, I don't know. It definitely becomes a part of you. You know, and like I've gotten so used to when I go for a run, I know I go certain different ways around here that I really like. And I, you know, those, some of them I could still do from my new place, but some of them will be pretty fucking far away. So that's not going to work, you know? And I keep thinking like, well, hey, if you really want to do that, you could always drive back over here and run and then drive home or something. Which I, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, that sounds good. And then I'm like, yeah, this is probably going to turn into that thing like, you know, when you were in middle school and you're going to high school or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to visit my middle school teachers. Like some high school kids would come back and visit the teachers. You're like, I'm going to be like that. I think that's nice and cool. And then you never do. I mean, I never did that. I always said I was going to and never did. So, you know, I'm sure that this is one of those things too. One of those like, oh, I'm totally going to do that. And then it's like, no, you're not. You're an idiot, you know. You don't even know yourself very well enough to say, that sounds exactly like the sort of thing you would never do, Pete. But I'll try. Who knows? I don't know. I feel so negative about it, but I really do like my new place so far. You know, it's cool. It's in an old school building and it's much quieter than my current place. I think because it was designed, you know, where there's for people to be in it. I mean, this place I think is built like a house, you know, where someone's upstairs and you can tell them, hey, quit fucking around upstairs. I'm downstairs, but, it doesn't work great. I don't know. I guess I thought I'd have so much to say, but it's just like, it's a real weird, thing. It's a weird thing, you know, like, I just keep saying it's weird. It's a weird thing, like this, like that. I remember being locked out of here a couple times. You know, one time when my roommate was here, and then one time after my roommate was here. That was terrible. The roommate one was sort of bad. I had to wake him up to let me in, but the non-roommate one was much worse. It was like 11 p.m., so it wasn't that late, but I had to have my friend come, and I can't remember how I even got in touch with him, but somehow I called him, and then I remembered my landlord's phone number, so I used his phone to call my landlord, and then my landlord showed up. I liked my landlord. He was nice, kind of a dork, in a good way. You know, I don't know. I think still, too, it's like hard to get nostalgic at this point because I still feel like there's so much that I'll have to just clean up and get rid of and all that shit in this place. So it's hard for me to get to that place of warm nostalgia. Right now, it's just like, God, this pit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait to be out of this hell pit when it's all said and done. So I don't know. I don't know, guys. I think that this will just have to be a short one today. You know, I don't know. I'm very tired. I moved yesterday and today, and probably will continue through this week. So it's just wanted to keep everybody up to date, I suppose, where I'm at, and hopefully the website will have more regular content. You know, I've got some good stuff brewing. About like eating sushi off a naked lady. And when I rented the U-Haul van, that was quite the adventure that I'm excited to talk about. But, you know, I want to talk about it when I'm in a more talking mood, I guess. But thanks for sticking with me. Say nice things to me. And thanks for listening. Yeah. They won't all be like this. I'll have my shit together soon. Don't worry. We'll be back to Oprah in space in no time. See you guys later. I like